state of Nevada. America is listening to Fox News.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Mr. Sandman. Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having a month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale. Many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal. The Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a dry weekend, and that's certainly good news. And temperatures are going to start to moderate, but we're in for another chilly one tonight. I think we'll drop close to the freeze mark by dawn. Tomorrow, dry with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Not a bad day. Then a chance of rain returning late Sunday night after midnight. Then showers likely on Monday again. More rain with Monday's high and Tuesday's high well into the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Folks, I don't pretend to understand how consciousness works. I just trust that it's created by God. We call it a soul. And this energy, which like all energy, can never be destroyed. So, are new vessels of consciousness being created by God, all caps, every moment of every day? I don't think so. It seemed to me that the Creator would have made a certain number of souls, then reallocate them to new human bodies every time a child is born. Because if you look at how many die, how many are born, it kind of works out. Right? Now, we are creeping up, so maybe there are a few new ones, as they need to be created. He creates them. I don't know. But some religions believe that this is exactly what happens. They call it reincarnation. Now, I don't know if that's real or not. I'm not really sure what the Bible says about that. But I just seem to have been born with certain traits, habits, and interests that make no sense to this 59-year-old male. My attraction to World War II makes me believe that I've somehow experienced it firsthand. Maybe my soul was a soldier back in the big war. I don't know. But something curious is going on in this regard. Just the fact that I'm talking about this is curious, if you know what I mean. I feel like my human body is inhabited by a soul that has seen much over the centuries. It just feels like what they call an old soul. So what is an old soul? Simply, an old soul is a person who feels much older than their age reflects. This feeling is often accompanied by the gift of empathy, high intelligence, intuition, and a keen insight into the human condition. Old souls are often outsiders looking in. They feel as though they don't belong in this world or maybe in this period of time. As a result, most old souls long for the sense of true meaning, purpose, and inner fulfillment that money, power, and success cannot achieve. This longing is often described as the thirst to, quote, return back home. There are two major types of old souls, those that are born with the sensation of being different, those who grow into becoming old souls through the process of a spiritual awakening. Okay, how do you know if you're an old soul? Here's the following signs. You have a preference for solitude, check. You're sensitive and empathetic, check. You have a profound understanding of human nature. I don't know about that. You have the ability to deeply introspect. You tend to experience a lot of psychological tiredness. You're disinterested in worldly achievements or status. Check. You have an inclination towards spirituality. Notice they didn't say religion. They said spirituality. Total difference. Check. You have a mystical approach to life. You thirst for truth and wisdom. What do you think about that? You think God is constantly creating new consciousness, new souls?
Well, I mean, if he's not, he's certainly got the power to do it. And
Yeah.
And who knows? He may have stopped when the entropy was introduced hundreds of thousands or millions of years ago,
yeah.
You know, by the satanic forces.
True.
Yeah. You know, who knows? He may have stopped. But
yeah.
then he's God. You know, he can
do whatever he wants to.
He can do whatever he wants to.
He doesn't have to explain to anybody. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he can manipulate. You know, where it'll all turn out right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. He may have it set up to where the number of deaths start outnumbering the number of births, then he starts cranking them back up. Who knows?
Don't know.
9/11, I've talked about this so many times, and if you believe the official story of 9/11, then maybe you are a conspiracy theorist, because the official story is the only conspiracy theory of 9/11. It's total BS. It's impossible. It could not have happened that way. Here's some interesting numbers about 9/11. Construction began on the World Trade Center North Tower in August 1968. Exactly 33 years later, 2001, it was destroyed. Now, 33 is a big, big, big number. How many degrees in Masonry in the Masonic realm? 33. 33 is a big number in the Bible, too. It means, if I'm not mistaken, it represents the dark side. Am I right? 33?
Well, I mean, I've seen some denotations, you know, of that. But no, I don't know exactly. But if you're talking about 33 degrees as far as the Masonic realm is concerned,
mm-hmm.
You know,
it's bad.
And if it's got something to do with the Grand Architect, yes, it is.
Okay, speaking of 2001, A Space Odyssey was released in 1968, and which, by the way, was given us by Stanley Kubrick. who's said to have been the New World Order's elite's go-to guy when they needed something created in the visual realm, like the moon landing. However, his expose of their satanic and sexual exploits in Eyes Wide Shut is believed to what got him killed by these same people. He showed a little too much. And that's not, you know, when you, if we were to have seen the 28 minutes they made him take out, they probably would have killed him quicker. In 1968, AT&T announced that it would establish the digits 911 as the national emergency dialing code. In 1968, the first 911 call was actually made. Speaking of 9/11, 9/11/1941 was the time that the Pentagon was built, exactly 50 years before the World Trade Center and the Pentagon attacks. Skull and Bonesman George W. Herbert Walker, pedophile, sheriff, Nazi Bush, graduated from Yale in 1968. In 1968, the New York Jets won their only Super Bowl, or is that Superb Owl? Separate the words. Superb Owl. Now, Owl, the owl being on your Federal Reserve note, the owl being represented by a 30, some say 40-foot stone owl representing Moloch at Bohemian Grove. How about that? In 1968, Boeing unveiled the world's first jumbo jet. Speaking of the unveiled jet and the New York Jets and the creation of the 9/11 code in the World Trade Center, all linked to something notable in 1968, as the ABC News report that the FBI had detained and arrested five dancing Israelis with urban moving systems. I don't know what that had to do with this, but there's a picture that I put on there, which is Israel's minted shekel from 1968, and it clearly shows a jumbo jet heading into what looks like two twin towers. Can't make this stuff up, folks. They were showing us what was going to happen. That's what they do. They have to. It's free will. But the question is anyone paying attention?
It was also on The Simpsons.
Yes. why have they chosen The Simpsons to show so much truth?
And be honest with you, it was in a cartoon that was in the 40s. Remember the one I showed you? It might have been a year and a half ago. You probably forgotten by now, but...
You know, I can't remember what I had for dinner last night.
Yes, I forget the name of the cartoon, but it was in the 40s that the
golden era of cartoons.
Right, and I don't know what kind of animal this was, but he was standing on the shore across from where the ferries, you know, took the people, and that's where it looked like he was standing. And then he was like, he threw up his hands and put his hand on his head and threw up his hands. Oh, the towers!
Really?
This was in the 40s.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Off mic, we were talking about alcohol, because I'm not going to get into the whole conversation, but alcohol, Jordan Peterson says, if we had to make a bad drug legal, the worst choice we ever could have made was alcohol. The negative impact that alcohol has on society is staggering, but with the growing demand for legal access to mind-expanding and therapeutic recreational drugs like cannabis and the psychedelics, most people are exploring life without alcohol. But so many of us have an insanely difficult time walking away from it, not looking back, and it's no wonder. Booze is deeply embedded into our culture, and practically it's everywhere. Not only that, we live in one of the most stressful, anxiety-inducing times in human history because we're all struggling to pretend like we have our act together. I'm not going to say what he said. I can't. But in reality, so many people take benzos that some call this Generation Xanax. Ain't that the truth? So it's unsurprising that for people who drink, it seems impossible to enjoy life without alcohol. The funny thing is, if you're trying to stop drinking, you need something better than alcohol, and alcohol's pretty good, so you better find something a lot better. You want to figure out something that you're doing with your life that's worth not getting drunk and screwing up. So true. Instead of asking why people drink too much, he asked what benefit there would be in stopping. You might say, why do people drink too much? But if you like alcohol, that's a stupid question. So why stop? Well, you do stupid things when you're drunk. You hurt yourself. You compromise your health. Health, it's really hard on people around you. You tend to turn into a liar, and it winds up screwing up your life. That was Jordan Peterson. It's like, yeah, it's pretty fun. Yeah, well, it is, but you need something better than that. And what's better isn't being straight, not making mistakes. That's all prohibition. What's better is you need adventure. You need to get out there and have something to do, something worth waking up for, and that's the substitute for the addiction. He follows up by pointing out that in reality, the addiction to booze is the substitute for the adventure. So many of us are dealing with so much anxiety and so trapped in our routines that the party life, romanticized by people like Johnny Cash and Tom Waits, is the most accessible adventure for us. In this regard, alcohol is great fun, but it screws up your life. So if you really look at what you don't want in your life, you can develop a picture of what you're running from. You don't want to be hungover all the time or have failed relationships or lose your job or end up with career or liver cancer or liver disease. Run from that towards the greater adventure of your life. What that means is you have to build something like that into your own life. So maybe you need to take up an adventurous trip now and then. You've got to have something that's edgy to replace that. It's a unique way of looking at the problem of alcoholism. Replace drinking with something more adventurous, something that better serves you. Then the choice to drink will be easy. I couldn't agree more with Jordan Peterson. He's absolutely correct.
But one thing about alcohol, if you keep doing it, it's 100% fatal, that's for sure.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
Did we miss the short break, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
All right, got to hit a break. We'll be back. I hate this break.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
All right, here we go, folks. Welcome back to the program. Now, this Monday is Julian Assange's formal extradition hearing. So we're going to see what's going to happen. But right now, it's sending the deep state protectors into epileptic overdrive. It's very crucial to the preservation of the corrupt construct within the intelligence community to keep this man out of America, or at least keep him imprisoned and quiet. Because WikiLeaks was the source of the hacked DNC emails that the deep state claimed was the foundation to begin the Russia hoax attacks and their surveillance of Donald Trump, first as a candidate, then as president. Except they never proved it. There was a murder, but the weapon was reportedly never found, or more correctly, never examined by forensic experts. Why was that? Why was the declaration by CloudStrike, a DNC contractor, taken as gospel? When President Trump asked for the Ukrainian president's help getting the DNC server from CloudStrike, he was impeached by corrupt politicians looking out for their own self-interests. Why? Well, the Russian hoax has been completely debunked except for one important point, an exclamation point. Where were the Russians even responsible for the hacked emails that WikiLeaks made public? When that answer is known, if it is ever known, well, it is determined that Russia was, it will be determined Russia was not involved. And that's when the entire lie of the Trump-Russia collusion will be exposed. That's when the plot orchestrated by corrupt Washington politicians, a corrupt intelligence community, and an equally corrupt media to subvert the Constitution and remove a duly elected president becomes known to a wide swath of Americans. This is the danger this corrupt construct of politicians, spooks, and their narrative engineers face if Assange is successfully extradited to the U.S. where he can testify. Now, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, the only elected U.S. official to actually talk with Julian Assange, said this about what he learned from that face-to-face talk. Quote, "Once we know the Russians weren't involved, then we have to understand that this massive propaganda campaign, this historic con job that happened after the election to prevent our president from exercising the powers granted to him by the voters, this is one of the great political crimes committed against the American people in our history." Rohrabacher said he saw evidence that makes him 99% certain that Assange's consistent assertion that we can say, "We have said repeatedly that our source is not the Russian government and it is not a state party," is absolutely 100% true. Since Rohrabacher made these claims more than 2 years ago, his words have been ignored or mischaracterized by the deep state protective media. Yesterday, he sought to set the record straight. Here's what he said. "There's a lot of misunderstanding floating around about there out there regarding my meeting with Julian Assange, so let me provide some clarity on the matter. There are multiple witnesses and cyber forensic experts, including John McAfee," as in McAfee software that you get, "and William Binney, who've offered their testimony, but they have been ignored. Seth Rich was murdered. His murder was never solved. Wonder why? Julian Assange is the last witness with firsthand knowledge of how the DNC emails came to WikiLeaks. These are very dangerous times for Assange." Wow. Yeah. That's it for that article. But yeah, we need to get him over here. Trump owes him that. In my opinion, if it had not been for WikiLeaks and the threat that they were to the DNC as far as stealing the election, Donald Trump never would have been elected. So he owes him that, in my opinion. Let's see. Wow. I'll tell you what. This Bloomberg guy scares me, Postman. Because what we're looking at with him is, he's buying the election. He's a billionaire. You know, presidential candidate Bloomberg's success should not surprise anyone if you listen to me. Well, especially if you listen to what Barron and Jack covered regarding buying poll numbers with money. Think about it. What are poll numbers? Poll numbers represent votes. So if a candidate can throw a few million to buy themselves a few points in a poll, which, again, represents votes, is it not feasible that someone could throw a few billion and just outright buy an election? We're about to find out with Bloomberg. Back in November, he was polling at 4% nationally and had the highest disapproval rating of any potential Democratic presidential candidate, and understandably so. The man has a uniquely horrible record and no redeeming traits to speak of. But now, after spending $400 million in broadcast radio and cable, $42 million in Facebook, $36 million on Google ads, and an unknown fortune on other shady manipulations, a national poll released last week put him at 15% nationally. Now, NPR, PBS, NewsHour, Marxist, and Zogby put him at 19 and 20%. And you can argue against the validity of polls all you like, and surely none of them are pristine representations of the public opinion, but there's no denying that these numbers have gone way up. And there's no denying that now, approvingly or not, everyone's talking about Bloomberg. Late-night talk show hosts are doing bits about the prevalence of Bloomberg ads. People are making satirical videos, spoofing them. I've seen parents complaining that their kids recite lines from his ads at the dinner table. That's a story in itself. It's saturating our social consciousness. It's very much a thing. "Nothing remotely like what Mike Bloomberg is doing has ever been seen in U.S. politics. Nothing in the same universe," wrote journalist Glenn Greenwald. and the threat and danger it poses to our democracy is equally without comparison. Is he going to be able to buy the presidency? I don't think so. I think people are smarter than that. At least I hope they are. But
well,
if you,
some are.
True. And hopefully more and more people are waking up. I pray that every night.
Hopefully enough will be awake, you know, by the time this fall comes.
We got to hit critical mass.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've got to
have enough to actually overcome.
Yes. I don't know what that number is. I've read 20%. I've read 15%. I've read 50%. I'm not sure what critical mass is as far as numbers. But, folks, we've got to wake up as many people as we can about what's truly going on. And I can honestly tell you that when I look back at everything I've learned in my life, most of it was a lie, an outright lie. I mean, I could run through it all. Hitler didn't die in the bunker. I mean, everything's a lie. Everything we're taught in school, for the most part, is a misfabrication. It's a lie.
Yeah.
They have kept us stupid. They have kept us essentially as sheep or cattle. They kept us on the farm, grazing happily with our new electronic devices to distract us, while the media fills us full of BS, and we're living in a prison that we don't know is a prison, because the bars are invisible to us.
Right. I mean, it's par for the course. I mean, look who's running the joint. You know, a liar. You know?
Yes.
You know, it's going to be like that.
It's just so wrong. And this Bloomberg thing, you know, the fact that it's both possible and easy for a billionaire to throw a vast fortune at an electoral race and drastically influence its direction tells us everything we need to know about the illusory nature of U.S. democracy. And, folks, it's staring us in the face right now. It's right out there in the open. As long as a small elite group are able to manipulate the way people think and people vote, then we don't have a democracy. We have an oligarchy. And if that small elite group happens to be much wealthier than everybody else, then it's a specific kind of oligarchy called a plutocracy. You understand what that means? That's kind of where we are right now.
And it will morph into a dictatorship.
It always has.
Yes.
And it always will, folks. See, this has been happening all the time, for generations, and not just with the United States elections, but with Americans' perception of what's going on in their world as well. Whether it's running ads, buying up media outlets, funding think tanks, or incentivizing politicians to regurgitate the desired lines, billionaires are constantly using their wealth to shore up narrative control because they understand that whoever controls the narrative controls the people, therefore controls the world.
And when they figure out that they can't control our perception, that's when it'll
go to the next step.
Yeah, and they'll probably come to the same conclusion as Hermann Goering did. You know, when he said that once he saw fighter escort over Germany, he said a war was lost.
Yep.
And when it actually happens, they'll come to the conclusion that it's all over for them.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
Do you think they'll ratchet it up and we'll start seeing even more attacks, or you think we'll go to a civil war?
It's going to come to critical mass.
Yeah, it's going to have to.
And they're going to stop hiding what they're doing. It's going to come out in the open. And
I pray every day it does.
And the world order will start.
Yep. Yeah, because they'll be between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
No more trying to hide it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
It's their mindset. Okay, let's hit this big break. All right, folks, this is Clearing the Air, and we'll be back in 5 minutes. Come back with us.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to America's Car Mart in Montgomery and Prattville. Experience what it's like to be treated like family. It's our annual Pod Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a dry weekend, and that's certainly good news. And temperatures are going to start to moderate, but we're in for another chilly one tonight. I think we'll drop close to the freeze mark by dawn. Tomorrow, dry with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Not a bad day. Then a chance of rain returning late Sunday night after midnight. Then showers likely on Monday again. More rain with Monday's high and Tuesday's high well into the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. You know, I was at Walmart a while back, standing in line waiting on a little Walbot to check me out. And I looked over at the As Seen on TV thing, and there was a flashlight over there that says all you need to put in this is water. Use this, no batteries. Well, sounded too good to be true, so I started Googling it, and there is something called a hydrolite. It uses salt water to power its energy cells. It's a new patent-pending technology. You don't have to have any batteries. It's amazing. It incorporates a commonplace alloy and other eco-friendly elements that, when hydrated, instantly produce a steady flow of electrical current. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but you can take PVC pipe and take two different types of metal and just use bleach as the electrolyte, and you can make batteries out of PVC pipe. You can make batteries out of almost anything. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. This uses water instead of, you know, any kind of strong chemical. It just uses water as the electrolyte, which is amazing.
Grape juice works good, too.
Yes. Yes, I've done that with, Pennies, grape juice. I forget. I did that as an experiment years ago.
Potato, do it, too?
Yep. You can get electricity out of a potato. It's amazing. Of course, you wouldn't want to ride around in a car that has like 5,000 potatoes in it with wires stuck in it, but I guess you could if you really wanted to.
Hmm.
Well, I'm just kidding. Well, let's see. Speaking of that, a new renewable electricity source could help mitigate climate change and power medical devices. Scientists at the University of Massachusetts Amherst have developed a device that uses a natural protein, or as they used to say in the old days, protein, to create electricity from the moisture in the air. A new technology, they say, could have significant implications for the future of renewable energy, climate change, and in the future of medicine. As reported today in Nature, the Nature magazine, that is, the laboratory of electrical engineer Yun Yao and microbiologist Derek Lovely at UMass Amherst have created a device they call an air generator, or air-powered generator, with electrically conductive protein nanowires produced by the microbe Geobacter. The air gen connects electrodes to the protein nanowires in such a way that electrical current is generated from the water vapor naturally present in the atmosphere. We are literally making electricity out of thin air. How about that? It creates electricity 24/7. Not only that, I also found an article where now they have made solar panels that make electricity even when there's no sun. They make them at night. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're really making ground in this, folks, and I don't think we should do it because we think that we're destroying the planet, because we're not. Our breathing and all the carbon dioxide, we have to have it. Has nothing to do with that, folks. Nothing. It's just that's all about wealth redistribution. That's a whole nother story. Let's get into something else. The Assyrians. Besides direct comparisons with ancient Babylon, the identification of the U.S. as modern Babylon the Great can be proven several ways. It can be argued that pride or blind patriotism has been the root cause of the fall of every nation and empire throughout our history. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's Proverbs 16:18. Even Yahweh's own nation of people, Israel, fell to the Assyrians in 722 BCE because of her disobedience of the Lord's command to repent of her idolatry, especially self-idolatry, or pride. As Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has vividly explained in his best-selling book, The Harbinger, after an initial warning attack on Israel by the Assyrians, the Lord gave his people a series of 9 signs, or harbingers, that, if not heeded, would result in the total destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel. 10 years later, because those warning signs not only were not heeded, but were arrogantly defied, Israel was attacked, demolished, and replaced by those same cruel, merciless Assyrians, who were actually the original terrorists in the world. In The Harbinger, in a gripping, eye-opening way, Kahn explains how the same prophecy, which is in Isaiah 9:10, applies in the same way to this country. The bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. If you watch after 9/11, essentially our politicians said the exact same thing that the Israelis or the Israelites said in defiance of God.
Yep, the exact same thing.
Exactly the same 9 signs of Israel's coming destruction applied to the soon coming destruction of this country. In the same way that in Assyria's first attack on Israel, the wall around Samaria, the capital, was breached, the USA's seemingly impenetrable wall of air defense was breached by terrorists from the same part of the world, and the World Trade Center towers were destroyed on 9/11/2001, which I don't believe. I don't believe it had anything to do with airplanes, but that's just me. And in the same way, the leaders of Israel, rather than repenting and turning to the Lord for help, responded to the attacks by defiantly proclaiming, "We will rebuild and rebuild stronger." America's leaders replied to the 9/11 attack by arrogantly proclaiming with the exact same words that the Israelites used. Folks, that's not good. Are you connecting the dots? Do you see that the Assyrian terrorists who attacked, destroyed, and replaced Israel were predecessors of exactly the same terrorists who are coming into this country? You better. To bring this home, think about the fact that the last dozen or so presidential administrations have been working behind, and some might say in front of, the scenes to actively bring this destruction to fruition. Oh, Terry, I can hear all of you thinking, how can you say that? Well, let's look at the various wars in the Middle East, starting with Bush Sr. Why did we go over there? Well, the mainstream, totally controlled and treasonous media would have you believe that we were there to stop the bully, Saddam Hussein in Iraq, and her merciless leader, from cross-drilling into Kuwaiti oil fields, then outright invading Kuwait. Remember the story that ran some 3 months prior to Operation Desert Storm? The mainstream media pushing a story about babies being yanked out of Kuwaiti hospital incubators, thrown out of the window, or left to die by these evil invading Iraqi soldiers. We were even told how many, 312 babies, were thrown on the hospital floor and left to die. Total nonsense. It did not happen. As a matter of fact, the young girl who told us this, who they paraded out in front of cameras, was the daughter of a Kuwaiti emir who was used to fool the American public. As a matter of fact, that totally concocted bit of propaganda is said to have more impact on Americans than anything else they had tried. Bush himself even recited this lie to the American people. For 3 months, they played the phony atrocity that fit their narrative. Did you know we used depleted uranium munitions, 968,000 pounds to be exact, which has increased cancer, leukemia, and birth defects in Iraq to an alarming extent? According to a transcript of the meeting between Iraqi President Saddam Hussein and U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, April Gillespie, July 25, 1990, 8 days before the invasion, here's what our ambassador said. We have no opinion on your Arab conflicts, such as your dispute with Kuwait. Secretary of State James Baker has directed me to emphasize the instruction first given to Iraq in the 60s that the Kuwait issue is not associated with America. Saddam Hussein, according to the memo, smiled upon hearing this. He had no idea that he was being set up. They set him up, folks. How about the statue of Saddam that was being shown been pulled down purportedly by Iraqi citizens who were so happy they were finally freed from such an oppressive dictator in April 2003? Our mainstream media and the BBC took the proverbial ball and ran with it. 24/7 coverage of the citizens in the town square invoking visions of Iraqi singing, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. As the statue comes down. The vast majority of us Americans not knowing that our tax dollars had, once again, been used to pay for a PSYOP designed not to just win the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people, but to deceive the hearts and minds of the dumbed-down Americans who bought into the hold, helping these people escape a repressive dictator narrative that was all a big freaking lie. Wake up, folks. The media is a tool. It's a weaponized media. It's being used to deceive us. They threw Saddam Hussein, who wasn't the greatest guy in the world, no doubt. They threw him under the bus, folks. They told him, we don't care what you do to Kuwait, and 8 days later we invade, because he invaded Kuwait. We lied to him. We lied to him. Just like they're lying to us. They've lost the benefit of the doubt. And if you believe anything you're told by your government, then you deserve what's going to come with that. The way I look at it is anytime a politician gets up there, particularly a Democratic politician, the Republicans aren't that much better, whatever they tell you, flip it 180 degrees and you're more likely to get the truth. All right, let's hit this 3-minute break. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Of course, I can't talk tonight. The Postman's with me tonight. We're covering all kind of stuff. We'll be back. Come back with us.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust.
The kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Agenda 2030, bioweapons, China, radiation, EMF, 5G, transhumanism, UN vaccines. It's all connected. One of my favorite writers and one that I found to probably carry the most truth is a guy named Makia Freeman. He wrote an article, I posted it on Clearing the Air, about the connection between the coronavirus and 5G. And there is a connection. It goes very, very deep. You get into New World Order agendas like mandatory vaccines, depopulation, and transhumanism via DNA vaccines. The coronavirus, folks, is designed to make us take the vaccines they want us to take. Do not take the vaccine. And that's the question I have. When Frank calls later, and I want to ask you, you too, Postman, is it possible for the mark of the beast to be in a vaccine? Yeah. That's my question.
Yeah, it can be.
That's what I was thinking.
It can be.
That's what
you
I
know,
was thinking.
That could be an apparatus they could use to transhumanize, mm-hmm. you know, individuals.
Yeah, nanotechnology.
Yeah, they could use it. They could use the vaccine to actually give you the vaccine and have, you know, other, you know, dangerous stuff in it too.
I think that's what they're trying to do. I know they're trying to get a mandatory vaccine, but what's in that vaccine is what concerns me. Because I believe with all my heart that the aerosols, the chemtrails, the stuff that's coming from the chemtrails, that's part of the transhumanism agenda. But like everything they do, everything's compartmentalized. Everything plays off everything else. And they've got so many different vectors for this. The GMOs and the food's one vector. The frequencies that our bodies is coursing through our bodies 24/7. The smart meters that's hung out on the side of your home. And, of course, the aerosols. Now we're going to have the vaccines. All of this stuff is connected, folks. It's all meant to work in union or in unison to do the transhumanism agenda. Basically, Satan outdoing God, out-godding God by creating a, quote, better human through technology. That's the way I see it. You yeah. agree with that?
Yeah.
I don't want to throw you under the bus or anything. If you don't agree, it's okay to say you don't agree. I won't fire you or anything.
Yes, I do. But I was on the interstate the other day, and I was looking at I passed a truckload of death on the way up there. A truckload of death on the way up there.
What does that mean?
It was a tanker. It was an Archer Daniels Midland Company tanker.
Yeah, it was a truckload of death.
Yes, it was loaded with corn oil.
Jeez. You know, one of the favorite movies Lynn and I watch when it's on is That Thing You Do. It's a Tom Hanks movie about a one-hit wonder back in the 60s, right? One of the sponsors of they get to be on the Hollywood Showcase TV show. One of the sponsors is a company, a Monsanto company, some kind of plastic company, and they're not shy about showing that. You know, they don't hide it.
Yeah, you know, Monsanto. It always stands out at me. You know, I sometimes they used to, I think they still do sponsor Meet the Press, and they'll say Archer Daniels Midland Company.
Yeah,
supermarket to the world.
Yeah, scary stuff,
like,
man.
Wow,
it is. Okay, the China coronavirus 5G connection is a very important factor when trying to comprehend the coronavirus, formerly abbreviated 2019-nCoV, now COVID or COVID-19 outbreak. Various independent researchers around the world for around 2 or 3 weeks now have highlighted the coronavirus 5G link, despite the fact that Google, as the self-appointed New World Order censor-in-chief, is doing its best to hide and scrub all search results showing the connection. The coronavirus 5G connection doesn't mean the bioweapons connection is false. It's not a case of either or, but rather broadens the scope of the entire event. Wuhan was one of the test cities chosen for China's 5G rollout. 5G went live there on October 31st, 2019, exactly 2 months before the outbreak began. Meanwhile, many scientific documents of the health effects of 5G has verified that it causes flu-like symptoms. Now, this article reveals the various connections behind the coronavirus phenomenon, including how 5G can exacerbate or cause the kind of illness that's now being attributed to this new virus. The rabbit hole is very deep, so let's dive into it. 5G, a type of directed energy weapon. For the deeper understanding of 5G, read my article written in 2017, article 5G and the Internet of Things, Total Technological Control Grid Being Rolled Out Fast. Well, we don't have time to read that, but many people around the world, including concerned citizens, scientists, and even governmental officials, are becoming aware of the dangers of 5G. That's why it's already been banned in many places worldwide, such as Brussels, the Netherlands, parts of Switzerland, Ireland, Italy, Germany, the UK, the USA, and Australia. After all, 5G is not just the next generation of mobile connectivity after 4G. It is a radical and entirely new type of technology, a military technology used on the battlefield that's now being deployed, which is a military term, in the civilian realm. It's a phased array weapon being sold and disguised as primarily a communication system. When the frequency band it uses, 24 gigahertz to 100 plus gigahertz, including MMW, millimeter waves, are the very same ones used in the active denial system, i.e. crowd control. Even mainstream Wikipedia describes active denial systems as direct energy weaponry. It disperses crowds by firing energy at them, causing immediate and intense pain, including a sensation of the skin burning. Remember, directed energy weapons are said to be behind the fall of the Twin Towers on 9/11 and the fake California wildfires. He's absolutely right. Many scientists have warned of the dangers of the health effects of 5G. For instance, in the 5G appeal from 2017 entitled Scientists and Doctors Warned of Potential Serious Health Effects of 5G, scientists warned of the harmful effects of non-ionizing RF-EMF radiation. Effects include increased cancer risk, cellular stress, increase in harmful free radicals, genetic damage, structural and functional changes, the reproductive system, learning and memory deficits, neurological disorders, and negative impacts on general well-being in humans. Now, damage goes well beyond the human race. There's a growing evidence of harmful effects to both plants and animals. If you listen to people like Mark Steele and Barry Trower, you'll get an idea of the horrifying effects of 5G. Now, Trower has echoed how 5G damages the immune system of trees, and it also kills insects. Back in 1977, they tested 5G on animals in hopes of making a weapon system. The results were severe demyelination, stripping the protective sheath of nerve cells. Some nations are now noticing a 90% loss of insects, which includes pollinating insects like bees, which congregate around lampposts where 5G is installed. This is scary, folks. I have talked to you about the insects. I got video after video of the insects. I've got insects that are flying into my steel uprights that hold up my patio, essentially killing themselves, what it seems to me. When I look at them under a microscope, they've got fibers growing out of their eyes. If you dig deep enough, some disturbing connections arise between 5G and the men who've developed or are developing vaccines for novel viruses like Ebola, Zika, and the new coronavirus. In a fantastic piece of research, an author under the pen name of Annie Logical wrote the article Coronavirus Fakery and the Link to 5G Testing that lays out the coronavirus 5G connection. There's a ton of information, so I'll try to break it down to make it more understandable. On October 18th through the 27th of last year, Wuhan hosted the Military World Games and specifically used 5G for the first time ever for this event. Also, on October 18, 2019, in New York, the Johns Hopkins Center, in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hosted Event 201, a global pandemic exercise. Imagine that, which is a simulation of a pandemic. Guess which virus they chose to use for their simulation? Take a wild guess. I'll give you one guess. The coronavirus. Guess which animal cells they use? Pig cells.
How about that?
Imagine that. Now, they're telling us that it was initially reported, this coronavirus, to be derived from a seafood market. And the fish there are known to be fed on pig waste. Well, Event 201 includes the UN, how about that, Big Pharma, Johnson & Johnson, Bill Gates, who, by the way, is a key figure in pushing vaccines, human microchipping, and Agenda 2030, and both China and America's CDC. How about that? Participants in Event 201 are recommended that governments force social media companies to stop the spread of fake news, and that ultimately the only way to control the information would be for the World Health Organization, which is part of the UN, to be the sole central purveyor of information during a pandemic. In other words, they're going to turn our internet off, folks, if I had to guess. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, I can add, too, that something...
Please do.
Something else is on the horizon. You know, that's much greater than a pandemic. And then, you know, once that happens, the pandemic will get even worse.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I've been sitting on a program all the while. Ever since I've been on the program, that all destruction will come from space.
Yeah, come from elsewhere.
Yeah. And Terry, it's getting scary. It's getting
Tell me
really,
about it.
Really scary. You know, to look at those cameras and see how big those planets are on that screen. It's amazing.
You're getting scared by looking out there. I'm getting scared by looking in here.
Yeah, I mean, and at some point in time, the chemtrails are not going to be able to hide those things.
That's right. And how many days can they make it rain before they destroy everything?
Right. And not to mention that, if they get any closer, I would guess maybe if they get any bigger on that screen...
Probably
in about 2 or 3 months. You know, we should have a major seismic event at some point in time.
We're going to have to because it's not that they're going to hit us, but our atmospheres are going to start exchanging with one another and nothing good can come from that.
Right. It's going to start changing... you know, it's going to interact electrically.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
You're going to see bolts of lightning in a clear blue sky. I mean, big plasma bolts. And, you know, who knows? Some things that may start to levitate off of the planet. Some huge things.
It's going to get wild.
Yeah, it's going to get really crazy.
Well, all right, let me just say this, and then we'll... take this break. When we get back, I'm turn it over to you, but I want to finish this some point tonight because this is very important about who came up with